Imagine a world where America's military superiority vanishes overnight. Chinese planted microchips, some barely larger than sand grains, activate inside critical defense systems. Satellites go blind. Communications collapse. Nuclear submarines, once invisible beneath the waves, are suddenly tracked from space through their reactor radiation. Within hours, Hawaii falls under enemy occupation. This isn't just fiction. It's a meticulously researched scenario that has Pentagon officials losing sleep. Ghost Fleet presents a chillingly plausible vision of World War III that begins not with a bang, but with a whisper. An American astronaut abandoned to die in orbit as his Russian crewmates seal the airlock, their apologetic faces the last human contact he'll ever have. This quiet betrayal marks the opening move in warfare's next evolution, where the most technologically advanced nation suddenly finds its greatest strength transformed into its deadliest weakness. The Chinese-Russian attack succeeds through comprehensive strategy and precise timing. Space-based lasers blind American satellites, while kamikaze debris destroys others. Without GPS, smart weapons become dumb, communications fail, and intelligence gathering ceases. Dormant malware then activates across military networks, followed by strikes targeting remaining assets, especially the Pacific Fleet tracked through compromised navigation systems. The devastation stems from America's technological dependencies. The Chinese directorate has infiltrated global supply chains, inserting compromised components into missile guidance systems and radar arrays. When activated, these hidden back doors render sophisticated weapons useless, expensive paperweights with corrupted operating systems. Most alarming is the breakthrough in quantum sensors detecting Cherenkov radiation from nuclear submarines. This Chinese development suddenly makes America's undersea deterrent visible, with reactor core's blue glow becoming a beacon for enemy forces. Within days, America's technological superiority becomes its greatest vulnerability. As one admiral grimly notes, neither has the U.S. Navy. When technology becomes weaponized against users, adaptation becomes crucial. Captain Jamie Simmons of the USS Coronado exemplifies this challenge. Highly trained on advanced systems, but less experienced with basic seamanship, he must revert to older skills when Chinese malware compromises his vessel. His struggle reflects America's broader need to rediscover techniques immune to digital sabotage. The psychological impact is severe. Military personnel lose trust in their equipment as pilots find aircraft responding to enemy commands and naval officers discover compromised communications. This paranoia erodes morale as effectively as physical attacks. Civilians aren't spared. Dr. Vernalize Lai faces unwarranted suspicion as a Chinese American, yet becomes essential to the war effort while battling xenophobia. In occupied Hawaii, Americans adopt insurgent tactics they once opposed. Major Caroline Conan Doyle leads the North Shore Mujahideen, using IEDs and guerrilla attacks against occupiers. Meanwhile, Carrie Shin appears to collaborate while secretly assassinating directorate officers, highlighting resistance's deeply personal nature. Paradoxically, your smartphone may be more vulnerable than your grandfather's rotary telephone, a principle driving America's counteroffensive strategy. The mothballed Ghost Fleet naval vessels become crucial precisely because they lack compromised systems. These Cold War-era warships prove invaluable due to their technological limitations. The USS Zumwalt illustrates this concept. Once a revolutionary stealth destroyer reduced from 32 ships to just 3 before mothballing, this technological white elephant becomes America's best hope when retrofitted with trustworthy components. A ship criticized as too experimental gains value by being stripped of advanced features and rebuilt with simpler, more secure systems. This technological regression extends broadly. The Air Force deploys mothballed F-15s alongside experimental autonomous drones. Ground forces revert to older communications like high-frequency radio and signal flags. Even Walmart contributes by converting its distribution network to harder-to-target distributed manufacturing. The mentor crew of retired sailors who understand analog systems become invaluable. These veterans provide crucial knowledge about operating ships without modern computers, proving human capital can rival technological superiority. Sometimes the old ways are best not because they're better, but because they're harder to corrupt. When billionaire Sir Eric K. Cavendish attacks the Chinese space station with his private spacecraft, he demonstrates warfare's new reality. Operating under a government letter of marque, he succeeds through entrepreneurial innovation, using manufactured diamonds to reflect Chinese lasers. Cavendish blends patriotism with profit, employing neural enhancements for his mercenaries through cognitive augmentation contracts. His effectiveness challenges traditional military structures' ability to match private enterprise agility. After the Defense Department rejects Silicon Valley's Daniel Aboye, he creates Aboye's Ark, elite programmers countering Chinese cyber operations. Similarly, Anonymous defends the Internet itself, viewing the conflict as a threat to their digital domain rather than a national concern. The novel's climactic naval battle highlights human-machine decision-making tensions. The USS Zumwalt's counteroffensive to retake Hawaii balances autonomous systems against the risks of surrendering control to potentially compromised algorithms. The battle spans multiple domains simultaneously, with autonomous drones engaging enemies while human pilots provide tactical leadership. Even as automated systems intercept missiles, officers must decide when to override them. This hybrid approach proves decisive when Captain Jamie Simmons recognizes a trap from historical naval knowledge no algorithm possesses, countermanding automated recommendations to preserve the damaged USS America despite tactical risks. Retired Chief Petty Officer Mike Simmons, Jamie's estranged father, embodies a generational divide. Trained on mechanical systems while his son mastered digital interfaces. This contrast serves as a metaphor for America's technological evolution and the value of forgotten analog skills. This theme culminates when Mike and Dr. Lin manually hold the railgun's power coupling during firing, sacrificing themselves. This human-in-the-loop moment proves that even advanced weapons ultimately depend on human courage. The battle's outcome hinges on balance. Admiral Wang fails by over-relying on technology, while purely conventional American approaches cause heavy casualties. Success comes from combining autonomous system speed with human judgment for critical decisions. Insurgents counter modern surveillance through low-tech means. Wool blankets mask heat signatures. Mountain bikes replace electronic vehicles. And face paint confuses recognition algorithms. Singer and Cole avoid romanticizing insurgency. Conan's sacrifice of civilians haunts her, while Carrie's killing spree leaves her psychologically fractured, unable to distinguish between vengeance and pathology. Ghost Fleet serves as a wake-up call that has influenced military planning worldwide. Its core warning remains relevant. Technological dependency creates vulnerability unless balanced with redundancy, security, and human skill applying to military systems, civilian infrastructure, and social institutions alike. A single ransomware attack can paralyze hospitals, while semiconductor shortages can halt automotive production. The book shows how minor technological disruptions can cascade into systemic failures. The message isn't merely alarmist, but offers a vision of resilience through technological diversity, adaptation, and human ingenuity. Characters succeed by understanding technology's proper role as a tool serving human purposes rather than replacing judgment. In an era where technological optimism often overshadows security concerns, we need this counterbalance, not to abandon innovation, but to pursue it wisely. As we advance toward AI, autonomous weapons, and interconnected systems, we must prepare for technological failure. The mothballed ships represent the insurance policy every advanced society needs. The forms this insurance takes, from maintaining paper records to preserving traditional skills, may determine our technological future.